Whether you're a wife, a mom, a single, a grandparent, an aunt, a sister, or student, whether you like tea or coffee, soda or water, sushi or steak, we are all women desiring to live in the way of Jesus with the heart of Jesus. Join us for each episode as we dive deeper into the word of the month and how we can apply and live it out in our lives. I'm your host, Bonnie Nichols, the Women's Ministry Specialist for Emmanuel Faith Community Church, and I'm excited you're listening. Hey, ladies, we have a new episode and we have a new word. We are now in the month of September, and our new word for the month is courage. And I don't know how you all are going to feel about that word. It felt like a perfect word after last month, which was service, because I think that there is a hesitancy for us sometimes to get connected and get involved with people and actually serve one another because we do have a lack of courage. And I get that. So it seemed very appropriate for courage to come next in our list of words. And I want to share with you the verse that we are using this month, Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. I think it's so easy for us to forget that God is literally right there with us in every single moment of our day, every single thing we're doing, every single thing we're thinking. Do we keep in mind that God is right there and present? When we get into a moment where we're struggling, is our first response to be like, Lord, you're here with me. Show me what to do. Lord, you're right here with me. Help me out. Or do we sit there and in our own strength kind of figure out what to do next? And I'm guilty with all of you. I kind of sit there. I'm a very practical person. And so I sit there and I'm like, okay, what's the next practical thing for me to do? Like, what's the next step? And I'm learning to stop and ask God for his direction and his hope. And his hope and help to show me what to do next. And as I was thinking about the word courage, sometimes we don't even know what we need to ask for. We're in such a difficult time. We're in such a difficult season. We're in such a difficult circumstance. Or sometimes we're just so stuck in our mundane that we don't even know what we need to step out and ask for. And there was two summers that I spent a lot of years at summer camp. I spent summers growing up at summer camp. I went every single year. And then as soon as I got into junior high, I began volunteering at summer camp. And then, as soon as I graduated from high school, actually like 2 weeks before I even graduated from high school, I was on staff at a summer camp and was ready to serve God for the summer. And I did it for two summers. It was awesome. I actually ended up meeting my husband there. It was a Christian camp, and we taught kids how to ride motorbikes, and it was on a lake. It was up in the Northwest. Super, super special time. And I spent one summer as a nurse's assistant and another summer as a counselor. And you get to have some really interesting conversations when you spend time with these kids at camp. And there was a girl that came. It was her and her cousin. They came every summer. I actually had them both summers as their counselor, because the week that they came, I stepped in to counsel. Even though I was the nurse's assistant, I went in and counseled them that summer as well. Their older brother was on staff, and so he spent all summer with us. But they were younger. They were probably, the first year they came, they were, first or second grade. And then the next summer, they were second or third grade. And the sister of the brother who worked at camp was, she was a Christian. And super sweet little girl. And her cousin was just as cute as a button. But when she came that first summer, she was not a believer. She had not accepted Jesus as her savior. She was familiar with things of church, but not super familiar. So we spend all week as a counselor, I would spend time with the girls all week long, talking about Jesus, sharing things about Jesus. We had a cabin time every night where we would talk about, you know, what was shared at fireside. And there was one night towards the end of the week, and I had used the term Christian walk. And I think there's a lot of us that are really familiar with that term. A lot of people say, you know, that Christians talk in Christianese. And at the time, Christianese was like not really a word yet, but there was things that as Christians, we would say over and over. And so one of the things that was said at camp repeatedly, apparently, was this word Christian walk. You know, in our Christian walk, we this, and our Christian walk means that. So this poor little girl, she in the middle of our circled cabin time, it's the end of the week, she finally gets the courage to raise her hand. And my camp name was Hugo. And she says, "Hugo, I've been watching you walk all week. I've been watching Brittany walk all week. I've been watching the other girls walk all week." And she's like, "I don't see them walking any different than me." She's like, "They go right foot, left foot. They get to where they need to get." She goes, I don't understand how they're walking differently." And I sat there and I was just absolutely dumbfounded. Because this poor girl all week had heard me use this word Christian walk. And here she was like interpreting it so practically that she was intentionally working hard on her faith, on her relationship with God by looking at how everybody was physically walking. And I felt so bad that I had completely, you know, missed the mark with this little girl. So everything stopped. And I explained to her what that terminology meant. And I praised her for being so courageous and speaking up and saying she didn't understand. And I think that's something that as we get older, as grown women, especially when we're even in groups of women, we get very intimidated and we get very self-conscious and we don't want to speak up and say the hard things. We don't want to say the things we're struggling with. We don't want to maybe share some of the questions that we have because we feel that everybody else is maybe more mature than us in their Christian faith, and here we are, a new Christian, and maybe we should already be understanding something, and we're struggling to understand it. There's a lot of different things that hold us back from connecting with people. And even though those things are very real, I want the women of Emmanuel Faith to be courageous. And I want the women of Emmanuel Faith to be women that other women feel comfortable to be courageous with, that they feel comfortable to reach out and share a hurt, or they reach out to share a struggle, or they reach out to even share something that maybe they don't understand, or even just to reach out and say, "You know what? I'm really struggling with friendships and I need a friend right now. Would you be willing to be a friend?" And as I look at the women of Emmanuel Faith and I look at our women's ministry, I get so excited when I see that happening, when I see you guys walking around on Sundays and approaching each other with huge hugs and super excited to see each other. And I see you talking and I watch you guys, I watch to see what the women of this church do. And it's so encouraging to me when I see you act that way. And so I just want to encourage us to have that courage. If you see another woman, if you see a girl, if you see another woman here on this campus struggling, I want you to be courageous and reach out. You don't have to have all the answers. God already has all the answers. He just needs you to be there to put an arm around them, to pray for them, to come alongside them. He does not need you to be the answer because he already is the answer. And I think sometimes we hold back because we feel like we may not have, you know, something big and wise to say, but that's really not what's needed in that moment when we see somebody hurting. We just need somebody to sit next to us. We just need somebody to put their arm around us. We just need somebody to be courageous and step out. And if you're somebody who's struggling being courageous, maybe you have something you're going through, I want you to find somebody that you feel like you could reach out to. And I want to encourage you to be bold and be vulnerable and share what you need to share, because there are many women in this church that would love to encourage you. There's many women that would love to just sit and pray with you. There's women that would love to come alongside of you. And so this word courage that we are focusing on has so much piled into it. I mean, we could take it and dissect it like 50,000 different times. But I want to close with one more story as we talk about courage and how it relates to Emmanuel Faith. I have had a really rough couple weeks, and I was really nervous to go. We had a huge staff meeting the other day, and in our staff meetings, we always do worship, which is a beautiful and wonderful thing. But when you are struggling in your heart, to sit in a room with a bunch of other people and do worship is, I just, all morning, I was like, I don't want to go to the meeting. I don't want to go to the meeting. I'm not going to make it through the meeting. I'm going to start crying like a baby. And I walked in, I stood in the back, I waited till the very last minute to sit down. You guys, like, the struggle was real, and I just didn't have it in me to want to deal with all of it. And so I sat in the back, and no one sat around me, which was a huge blessing. And we started singing, and during one of the songs, another staff member came and sat very near me, not right next to me, but very near me. And she began to see all the tears streaming down my face because I couldn't stop them. And she just, in courage, she looked over and she said, "Is anybody sitting next to you?" And I said, "No, go ahead." And I just kind of went back to what I was doing. And within minutes, she reaches over and she's got a Kleenex in her hand. And she reaches over and she just puts her hand on my knee and holds it for a minute. And then she takes it off and she leaves the Kleenex there. And that was bold. That took a lot of courage for her because she had no idea what I was going through. She had no idea how I was going to respond. And she just stepped out and she was courageous and she reached over and did that. And it blessed my soul so much. So I ended up obviously having to excuse myself because then I was no longer able to contain any part of myself. And I went outside and again, she stepped out in courage. She knows I have an Apple Watch. And so she called my Apple Watch. And she said, "Where are you? I'm coming to find you." And we sat and prayed. And you know what was super sweet back is that as we sat and prayed together and we talked and shared together, she then opened up with how she had been struggling. And it was just this sweet moment together of being able to share each other's burdens. And then even just this morning, a friend texted and said, "You were on my mind. Here specifically how God's telling me to pray for you. I have no idea what it means, but here's how I'm praying." And it was exactly the words that I needed to hear. And so you guys, I share those with you because one, I am experiencing people being courageous and stepping out and being bold and following God's prompting in their heart. And I'm also sharing it with you because this is who the women of Emmanuel Faith are. Not just our staff women, but women who attend here. They are women that love Jesus and they want to encourage you. And so it's okay for you to have the courage to step out and be bold and to be vulnerable and to share where you need encouragement. It's okay for you to step out and say, "You know what? I don't know how to do this, but I think God's calling me to serve in this area. Can you use me?" That's another area we need courage in. And so my heart is just that I want to share with you guys that in whatever way, shape, or form you need courage, I want to encourage you to step out and have that courage because God will bless it, God will honor it, and God will answer it. So I hope this blesses and encourages you. I can't wait to see you at church on Sunday. God bless you as you love and serve with great purpose. Thank you for joining us for today's episode. Our prayer is that you would be encouraged and equipped to live in the way of Jesus with the heart of Jesus. If this podcast encouraged you, we would love for you to share it. We'd also love to have you follow along with our other women's ministry information on social media. You can find us on Facebook and the gram at EFCC Women's Ministry. Go give us a follow. God bless you as you love and serve with great purpose.